there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good singing. And you're right. Every morning, every day is a good day if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So whether it's raining or sunny, dreary or fair, if you know the Lord Jesus, you have life, and He is who makes the difference. Well, the Virgin Islands, Ohio, Idaho, New Jersey, where all do the letters come from? We're so thankful for the Bible Clubbers who are faithful in writing to Aunt Carolyn and letting us know that you hear the broadcast and the station that you listen over. You be sure, if you haven't written, to write this week and let us know that you hear the broadcast and if it's a blessing and what station you listen to. Just a short letter will do. For instance, here's one from the Virgin Islands. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I would like one of your new brochures, and I'd like to know how I can own the book, And He Loved Her. I listen to you from the station of WIVV, Puerto Rico. See, that's not a long letter, but it let us know where she listens from, and also her interest in the books. Just write me this week, Aunt Carolyn.
6331 Chestnut Street,
Milton, Florida,
32570. Or here's our email address, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's all lowercase letters and no spaces.
That's the address, and I'll be looking to hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir.
Peace.
Elisha walked with God and was in on the inside story of all the things God was going to do. More than once, God's army had been protected because Elisha had walked with God and God shared with him the secrets. And now God had to send a terrible famine upon the people because of their rebellion and their unbelief and their turning their backs on God. And it looked like for 7 years was going to be a terrible time in all the land of Israel. And so it was that Elisha went to the Shunammite woman. You remember that woman of faith who'd built a special room on the side of her house for Elisha to stay when he came by? You remember the one that God had given a precious little boy because of her faithfulness to the Lord and her supply of the needs of God's servant? And God had sent a precious little boy along. Then you remember some years after that how the little boy got sick and died. And Elisha came running one day and lay down across the boy's body, and God wonderfully used Elisha to bring the child back to life. Well, it was this same woman who had been faithful to God through thick and thin that Elisha came to and warned her of the terrible famine that was to come. Oh, he says, lady, there's going to be a terrible famine in this land. It's going to last 7 years, and I've come to warn you and tell you to get out of this land. Go some other place. I don't care where, go to some other place where you and your family will be provided for through this terrible famine that's going to come upon the people. Say, isn't that something? When you stand faithful to God like that Shunammite woman did, God provided her needs even whenever everything else in the country looked bleak and black and hopeless, yet God provided for his precious individual saint. You think it doesn't pay to serve the Lord Jesus Christ? A lot of people make fun of Christians, and they say, oh, well, that's just for old folks and all. They'd know different if they really stood for the Lord and stood on his side in every battle, because God has a special way of looking out for those who trust in him. And so it was that the woman left her land and went down into the land of the Philistines. And there she stayed for about 7 years until the famine was over. And then she thought she'd better return home. And so she did. Oh, it was good to be back home again. It was good to see perhaps some of the people that she had known before. And there off in the distance lay her own little plot of land and her own house. Oh, it would seem so good to get back home again and her family be together there. And when she got to the gate, though, her property had already been taken over by somebody else. Did she think she could just move out and be gone for 7 years and nobody would take advantage of her land to farm and her property to garden and grow vegetables and food? Did she think that she could just go off and leave a house empty and somebody wouldn't move in? Well, she had another thing coming. They weren't leaving either, thank you. They had moved in and this was their place and they would stay. And what could the poor lady do? Now, in the law, many years ago, God had made provisions for this type of thing, but what could she do? She couldn't fight. How could she get her house? How could she get her property? How could she get her garden back? Here she was, come home, and it looked like she was in a worse fix than when she'd been off in the land of the Philistines. Oh, what could she do? What could she do? She'd go and see the king. Perhaps King Jehoram would get her land back. Because if he were a just king and a fair king, maybe he would hear her cry. Maybe he'd be merciful. Oh, but she was just a poor woman. Nobody would listen to her. But she went to the king. And do you know who was there? Now, some people would say he just happened to be there. But you know there's no happenstances in God's business. There's no happenstances with a servant of the Lord, a Christian. Do you know Gehazi, Elisha's servant, was there talking to the king? And would you believe what they were talking about? The king himself was interested in Elisha, and he said, "Tell me what kind of things Elisha has been doing." Why, Gehazi was just having a good time telling all the times that Elisha had raised the axe head right up and made it float on the water, and the time that he'd made poisonous food where the poor servants could eat it, the prophets, and the time that the Jordan had opened and he'd come across. And do you know, King, there was even a time whenever God gave a woman a little boy, and the little boy died, and Elisha raised him back to life again. And the king said, "Ah, is that the truth?" And Gehazi said, "Yes, sir, it's the truth. I saw it with my own eyes." And about that time, guess who walked up? The Shunammite woman. And Gehazi says, "Well, of all things in this world, King, there she is. That's the woman God did it for. That's the woman Elisha raised her son to life again." And the king says, "Well, am I ever glad to meet you?" And then he realized she'd come for something. And he said, "What can I do for you, lady?" And then she poured out the whole story about her house and her land and how she needed it back. And then he said, "And you're the one that Elisha raised your boy from the dead?" "Yes, sir, yes, sir." "Well, I'll say, yes, ma'am, you get your house, you get your land back. Don't you fret, you go right home, we'll get it for you." And do you know that the king assigned her a special private officer to go and see about the whole business, and she got it all back again. Now, I tell you, that was God's perfect timing, and that was God's perfect personalized service, too, wasn't it? Say, listen, if you're a child of God, you're not a nobody. Doesn't matter how poor you are, how rich you are, you're important in God's sight, and God's going to supply your needs and take care of the details of your life. But the secret is you being faithful. That Shunammite woman stood by God through thick and thin. Now, you mustn't waver either. First of all, trust Jesus as your own personal Savior, and then stand faithful to Him every day, and God will see you through, too. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.